is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of December, 2010. It was on this day, 1911, the Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen and his team became the first ever to reach the South Pole on the continent of Antarctica. He was in a race with the British explorer Robert F. Scott, and he won the race largely because he, Amundsen, was willing to use sled dogs as his primary mode of transportation. Scott believed that traveling by dog sled was undignified. The Norwegian team traveled about 800 miles into Antarctica in weather that occasionally reached 70 below zero, cold enough to freeze the liquid in their compasses, had to eat some of their dogs as food, got caught in a blizzard. All of them suffered from frostbite. But on this day in 1911, their compasses told them they had reached the South Pole, and they planted the Norwegian flag. Robert F. Scott's party reached the pole a little more than a month later, traveling by foot, and they froze to death before they ever made it home. It's the birthday of the mystic Nostradamus, born in Saint-Rémy de Provence, France, in 1503, who worked as an apothecary. He learned about plants and medicine, was interested in infectious diseases, the plague. He felt that good hygiene was very important, and he disapproved of bloodletting and leeches. But what we know Nostradamus for is his almanac, which came out every year, with predictions, more than 6,000 of them, predictions about the world well into the future. And some people claim that he predicted the Great Fire of London, the rise of Hitler, both world wars, and the assassination of John F. Kennedy, though his predictions have only seemed true in retrospect, not looking into the future. It's the birthday of the short story writer Amy Hempel, born Chicago, 1951. She took a fiction writing course with Gordon Lish, and on the first day of class, she made them all write down their very worst secret, the secret they would never get over. And she wrote about failing her best friend while her friend was dying, which turned into her first short story, In the Cemetery Where Al Jolson is Buried. Here's a poem for today by Robert Cooperman entitled Substantial. Men of substance who'd made money from hardware stores or in the garment district or as doctors or lawyers in our neighborhood of escapees from Hitler's death works. Men who were listened to, their wisdom nodded at during breaks from shul on the high holy days or at Hanukkah feasts or Passover seders. Substantial. Also, a hearty meal in America the Bountiful, America the Delicious, gefilte fish for the adults, for us, silky, chopped liver, then matzo ball soup oozing with fat noodles, chicken or flanken, swimming in broths of vegetables and potatoes. Dessert for our parents, honey cake, sponge cake, for us, huge black and white cookies, cakey, soft, nibbling sweet. Last, a bowl of cut-up fruit was set out, while we children waddled escape before men of substance, important men, substantial men, began to talk and talk and talk. Substantial, a poem by Robert Cooperman from his collection My Shtetl, published by Logan House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.